Got any fun, interesting stories to tell?
So, have you heard of like TikTok?
Come on, man.
It's a gamer. Da-da. We're here. It's a gamer. Da-da.
This makes no fucking sense, but we're doing it anyway.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer, the procedurally generated podcast that's a roguelike for your ears. I'm your host, T-Man, and I'm here with...
Harvey Z, in the place to be.
My brain is, like, all scattered right now. I had, like, a plan for the episode, and you just...
I was gonna ask, yeah. I forgot to ask before the show started. Like, what's the episode about?
I had a fun thing planned for you.
Oh.
So have you been playing anything, like, game-wise?
I have not been playing Zelda. I've been mostly looking at games to purchase, talking to you about it, and then not purchasing anything.
Alright, we are almost a gamer, because you're a true gamer when you have games to play, like Zelda, then purchase other games and also don't play them. Like,
basically.
That's when you've reached peak gamer, is when you've got stuff you're already not playing, but you're looking for new stuff to also not play.
And this was something where I remember getting the Switch. I was like, I just need to buy one game at a time. When I beat it, I'm going to get the next one. That's how I'm going to get like six total games. And you're completely right. Like, I should be beating Zelda, but I haven't played it in a while. And yet I'm looking at other new games.
Yeah. So you got to chase that high. I'm a little sad though, because like you were like really high on Zelda and then you just kind of stopped.
See, that's the thing. I still think it's a great game. I don't know why I haven't. I think it's because when I was playing it, I was binging it, where I would play it like every day and do nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd work, then come home, and then just play Zelda, and then go to bed, and so forth and so forth. And then I started socializing with people, checking in with people, talking to you, and like I stopped being in that routine of where I shut out everybody, because there was that isolation period. That was my Zelda period.
It's kind of similar to Fire Emblem, right? Like you got Fire Emblem and then just binged that.
Actually, I have been playing something. I've been playing Minecraft, because again, you've been trying to make me more social.
I did get you back into Minecraft. I even heard you were on Minecraft without me prompting.
I was
yesterday.
I've completed my task finally, which is to say my roller coaster is fully functional.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you managed to get that enough power to get up the hill.
It took a lot of math and bad tries, and at one point I died by starving to death. I just got so caught up in like the math and the geometry that my guy just died.
Keeled over and died.
Yeah. Like, and I had food on me. I just starved.
It's like the artist who starves himself because he's so into work and just doesn't come out of his corner.
I was just so into like the bricks and like, oh, how many do I need to space and how? And then, oh yeah, the food bar. And it's just, I didn't even know you could die of starvation. I knew it was bad, but yeah. So yeah, that's me. Minecrafting and like not playing Zelda because I'm forced to be social and interact with the human world around me.
I mean, it's not just me though, is it? Are you interacting with other people too, hopefully?
I am. Hence my routine is disrupted because there's people to talk to and like obligations and like plans that I'm making, as opposed to, again, it was nice for that like week where like I kind of forgot about the whole world. Like the news, everything. I just played Zelda and I was in Hyrule, and the next day I just work, and then I get back and I'm back in Hyrule. And so my life outside of Hyrule is just work. And that's not so bad sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all about the escapism, right? You know, you don't have to worry about the world.
Yeah.
And you're in your game world instead. That's cool. I'm glad you're back into Minecraft. I got to show off everything I've been building in Minecraft. I'd also like to point out I died on the way back from your place. After you left on Sunday, so.
But I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, you had nothing to do with it, but I just tried to go back, and there were, like, a shit ton of hogs waiting for me, and they just killed me, and I lost all my good tools.
Oh, you went back through, like, the nether stuff.
Yeah, which is it's the fastest way. It's just they killed me.
Okay.
It was not cool. Oh, well. So I've been playing Avengers. That's the main thing I've been playing since we last talked.
Single player?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh.
So, like, all right, Avengers is going to be one of those games I have a very complex relationship with. It has a single player campaign, which you should do before you start the multiplayer stuff. And the single player campaign is very good. The main character is Kamala Khan. And you're kind of introduced to the Avengers through her eyes. Like, the Avengers are already a thing, you know, she's like a huge fan, and like, the story starts out, she like won a fan fiction contest, and is like getting to meet all the Avengers, and then shit goes sideways, and then it like skips to 5 years later, and you know, she got powers because a Terrigen bomb went off, and the Avengers have been disassembled. Because the world blames them for the Terrigen bomb, and like Inhumans are everywhere, and they're like being round up.
Okay, interesting.
And so
story.
That's like, yeah, that's the plot, and basically the plot of the story campaign is Kamala is bringing the Avengers back together because she figures out that like the guy behind it is evil, and you know, the usual comic book versus supervillain sort of thing.
Do you play multiple characters throughout the story, or just...
Yeah, so the main character is Kamala, but like you switch to the different characters throughout the story. Cap is assumed dead in the explosion, and of course he's not actually dead. No one, yeah, this is not spoilers, because absolutely no one believed that Cap was going to stay dead. Like, you play as him in the intro mission. Like, he has, like, a move set and everything. And they're like, you're not going to kill off Cap. Like, especially when you give him a playable move set. Like, it's just not going to happen. And so everyone was like, it's one of those things where you know he's going to come back. And it's more like the how, not the yes, he's coming back kind of thing. So you get to play as it's Kamala and then... Hulk, Iron Man, Black Widow, Thor, Cap are the six starting heroes. And they're the focus of the story campaign. Each character gets like their own little section. So if it was just the campaign and they kept the skill tree, which it was like kind of like a RPG-esque where like you level up as you kill enemies, and there's like several different skill trees you can upgrade, and you get new powers, and like, you know, your powers will regenerate health, and you get like, you can like choose your specializations. Like, maybe my ranged attacks deal more damage, or maybe my melee attacks deal more damage, or you know, you get to like pick and choose to your playstyle. And all of that is really, really cool. And like, I've leveled up Cap a lot. Like, he's probably my favorite to play with, and it's so satisfying. Like, the sounds the shield makes when you throw them at enemies, like they bounce off, and you like the metallic clunk off of enemies' heads. You can like throw it out and it'll bounce off like three different enemies, and then you kick it and it'll bounce off three more. You know, he can do all these insane combos where you throw the shield and jump up in the air and grab it, and then like smash in the ground, then uppercut the guy and start another combo. Like, it's a very satisfying brawler. You know, in like just the gameplay sense. And like, each of the six heroes has their own unique playstyle, and you can like choose who you want to play as and what feels the best to you. And like, for me, Cap and Iron Man are the two that I've enjoyed playing the most for different reasons. And like, all that design is really good. Like, that portion of the game design is really good. The problem is, and this is where it's like the complex relationship, is it's not designed to be just a single player game. What they wanted to do was create a multiplayer games as a service starring the Avengers. So there is all sorts of bullshit multiplayer crap that like drags the game down. There's loot, where that, like, so aside from your hero level, which is what the skill tree is based on, there's a power level, which is your loot. So, like, you're constantly, like, fiddling in a menu, upgrading your, like, random shit that's not even, like, anything on you. Like, it doesn't change your appearance. It's just your power level. And they've got, like, different bonuses. And you can, if you want, like, specialize and be like, oh, I use these sorts of attacks the most, so this gear is probably the best for me. But in the early game, the only important thing is making the number go up. So, like, anything you get early in the game isn't going to stick with you if you play any significant amount of time, because like the multiplayer is based around like raising these power levels in like a very like grindy sort of Memorgapa Destiny style way, where you're just trying to get to all the heroes to the max power level, or at least the one that you're playing the character with. And so after the campaign is over with, you're supposed to like dive into the multiplayer, and like it sounds great, you know, you hook up with three of your friends and you have like a co-op Avengers brawler where you're one person is Black Widow and one person is Iron Man and one person is Thor and someone else is Cap, and you like Iron Man's flying around shooting the bad guys that are like the flying ones, and Cap's on the ground like using his abilities to, you know, fire up the team and throwing a shield around, and Thor throws his hammer and pins one of the tough enemies to the wall so you can all gang up on him. And it like, that sounds great in theory, but the game is just designed so poorly for the multiplayer stuff. It's just like carbon copy buildings, you know, the same like five sorts of sets. You have to go to like two different outposts just to get like daily missions, you know, that will level up your character. They've got, you know, pointless cosmetics that like if you want to make Iron Man look cool in your favorite suit, you have to like spend money or grind a whole bunch to get the in-game credits to buy it. And the missions are all the same. Like, the enemies are all the same. Like, the bad guy in the single player is AIM, which is fine as, like, a single player campaign story mode. But when you go into multiplayer stuff, you're, like, fighting the same robots over and over and over. It falls apart because it's trying to be, it's trying to, like, tap into that sort of, like, Destiny, World of Warcraft, games as a service, like people are, they want people to come back to it, but like there isn't enough content there right now. Once they add more stuff, once they add more heroes, once they fix the balance on some of the enemies, and once there's a lot more variety of things to do, like I think it'll be better. But right now, you know, the most interesting thing is the boss fights, where you get to fight like supervillains from the single player campaign that you fought, but there's only two of them. Like,
what?
You can fight Taskmaster, or you can fight Abomination, or you can fight a generic AIM robot that's just really, really big. And like, that's supposed to be like the exciting endgame content, but like, one, we fought both of them in the single player campaign already, and two, that's not going to sustain people. Like, there's no, if they're going full multiplayer, you should have like interesting raids or like something that really sucks people in. And like the moment to moment combat is so good. I just wish there was a point to it at once you complete the campaign, you know, like I want to get a bunch of friends together and play as the Avengers because it's really fucking fun to bounce shields off enemies' heads as Cap. Like, I'm really enjoying doing that, but it just, the content is not there.
Is there a combat or a playthrough issue with the multiplayer as well? Like, does it mesh well to have four different heroes kind of fighting or with all these unique moveset things? Or that's not,
yes,
a problem?
And like, so first of all, one of the other big problems is that the game shipped before it was like fully done in the oven. Like, it's undercooked. There's a lot of bugs. There's a lot of weird glitches, which is, they're funny a lot of the time, but they're still there. And also the matchmaking has been terrible for people. Like, it's been really hard for people to even find matches with, like, people they know. Like, it's hard. The UI is just messed up. And then finding people, random people, is even worse. Like, it barely ever connects. So I haven't even tried multiplayer yet. And, like, it is definitely designed to have, like, a four-person group attacking these sorts of combat scenarios and be like, all right, Iron Man, you're going to take out the turrets and these ranged guys that are sniping us from far away. Cap, you're on the ground. You focus on killing all the, like, minor melee guys because you can just take them all out with your shield. And Black Widow, you're really good at one-on-one combat, so you go after this really powerful single dude that's going to wreck us if we're focused on other stuff. And, you know, so, like, I can see those shot calls happening in, like, an actual functioning multiplayer group. But when you try to play the same missions with three AI partners, it's just a mess. It doesn't work. 'Cause the AI doesn't ever follow the objective. One of the small missions that you can do, they divide them up into, like, drop zones and threat sectors, and they, like, make their own terminology that I don't really feel like was necessary. But whatever. But, like, drop zones are, like, the real quick missions where you go and do a single objective and you're done. And, like, one of those is, like, a sort of King of the Hill thing where there's, like, three terminals that you have to keep under Avenger control. And, like, the enemies will run up to them and start hacking them and, like, change them over to aim control if you're not careful. And when you're playing with three AI partners, they never go to the actual control point. So you are constantly just running from one to the other to, like, knock the enemies away. They're all brawling enemies in the middle of the room, like, not anywhere near the control point. And that's kind of the problem, is in the sense that, like, the game is designed in these scenarios to be a multiplayer game where, like, people are dividing up the labor. But they added those things sometimes into the single player campaign as, like, an example to get people hyped for it, but it doesn't work with the AI. And, like, the AI never goes after ranged units. Like, they will sit there and get shot by turrets and faraway guys with missiles over and over and over, trying to brawl, like, the really tough guy in the center. And so they keep getting stunned and nothing gets done. It's a good game under a lot of scuffed nonsense. It's like, if you peel away the layers, there's a really good game underneath. And, like, I'm hoping they, like, fix the layers around it over the next, like, couple months. And I'm worried it'll be another one of those games that falls off in popularity too fast, because I want to keep playing it. Like, I really enjoy the characters. Like, Tony is a good character. What they did with Cap and Kamala, like, Kamala is amazing. She's a great main character. I want it to be good. I want it to be a good game, and it's...
Are you hopeful that they'll fix it? That they will, like, get it right?
I don't know. Games have been turned around before because they listen to their player base. I'm hoping they'll listen. Like, it's a little too early right now to decide if they're going to actually be listening to people. I hope they are. But, like, part of it is structural at its core. Is like, they've chosen to build this games as a service, and I can't see, like, some of this stuff working out with the way they've created it. I hope it's easy for them to add new bosses and, like, make the raids and, like, post campaign content more interesting. But, like, they have, like, there's all these, like, post-campaigns, quote-unquote, story missions that you can do. And, like, they're just the multiplayer, like, general combat scenarios with, like, some extra dialogue. Like, you're never fighting anyone new. You're not doing anything. Like, you see pretty much all the interesting stuff and all the different enemies and anything you're going to fight in the single player campaign. And the end game and post games or stuff just doesn't add anything new. It's just copy pasted repetition in mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would be a little more hopeful of the future if we had seen some sort of new content after the campaign. Especially because they like focused all their advertising on the multiplayer, which is what a lot of people were upset about, because like the single player is so damn good and Kamala is such a good character, but they didn't really focus on that at all in any of their marketing. They're just like, look at how games of as a service this is and how much fun multiplayer will be. And it's anyway, that is my week one rant on Avengers. I can see myself getting into it as a games as a service in a way that I can't with like Destiny and those other types of games, because one, it's not a shooter, so it's more my style, kind of like how Fall Guys got me as a battle royale sort of game, because it was a platformer, not a shooter, and like I like brawlers and character action games a lot more than shooters.
Are you still playing it then, or is it kind of just put on hold while you wait for the updates?
I mean, it just came out Friday, so like it hasn't even been a week yet, so yeah, I'm still playing it.
Oh, I was going to ask, like, have you beaten the game on single player?
Well, yeah, I've also beaten it. Yeah, like I'm in the post campaign content, so I don't know, I'm hoping the first big update. So there were rumors that the first big update was going to be Wakanda and Black Panther, but that might have been they pushed that back because of Chadwick Boseman's death. Because it like their big announcement was like the Monday after he died, supposedly. And like they had scheduled an announcement and like a new update, and they think that's when they were going to reveal it, but they changed it. So like the first update is going to be Kate Bishop.
Oh, yeah.
And so like we're going to get like you're going to get like supposedly we're getting like a short like story-ish update with Kate Bishop. And that's going to be in October, and then November Clint is going to be added as well. And they're supposedly going to be two different characters, so it'll be interesting to see how they differentiate between two different Hawkeyes. But those two are the only official announced updates in terms of like content so far. There's no roadmap or anything, which is another thing I'm a little worried about, but the game also just released, so you know, take your time. And then there was like the whole kerfuffle over Spider-Man as a PS4 exclusive character, and that's supposed to come in early 2021. Spider-Man's supposed to show up, but only on PS4. So that's all the updates they have so far. There's been a lot of data mining to find other characters in the game, and like they've data mined like Captain Marvel and Doctor Strange and Ant-Man and couple others that I don't remember off the top of my head. But so there's,
when you say like data mine, you mean like hack the game?
It's not really hacking, but just sort of like looking into like the data files and seeing what's listing are there, and like they found like placeholders for, you know, Captain Marvel cosmetics and that sort of thing. Like they're not like hacking into the game and playing as Captain Marvel or something like that, because that's not in there, but they have mm-hmm. like data stuff for like updates that they know they're gonna do.
Got it. Yeah.
It's like how sometimes they'll data mine new characters out of fighting games before they get released, especially when there's like demos and stuff. Okay, so before we get to the other thing I had planned, I was hoping to be a little more excited about Avengers. I'm like, I kind of was, kind of wasn't. I don't know. We haven't done Countdown Cauldron in a little bit, and we're into the 30s. We finished the 30s, and we're going to jump into the 20s now.
Okay.
So we've got 21 to 30 is your next set that you can choose from.
Okay, some good numbers here. Let's go with 27.
27. All right. We're starting to get into the sections where a lot of these you probably already know. So, like, or, and a lot of, some of the ones we're getting to are ones we've even talked about on the podcast already. This one is one that you've probably heard of and know and maybe even have played. I'm not sure. Anyway, number 27 is Portal 2.
Ooh, I have barely played like half a level of Portal 1. That's it.
But you know what Portal is.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like that's one of those games that just like entered the mainstream sort of lexicon.
When did this game come out, Portal 2?
I want to say 2011. It was early in the decade.
Yeah.
Because I think I had it on PS3, I want to say.
Okay. But like now, okay, so 2011, but it's 27 on the list?
Yeah. I mean, it's really good. Like, Portal 2 is a fantastic game. It's one of those games. The first Portal was sort of like a tech demo. It was like a short, like, 2-hour game. And like, you use portals to solve puzzles. And there was like GLaDOS and, you know, Cake is a Lie got really popular. Portal 2 is basically a full game version of the Portal tech demo. And it's done the exact same way. There's great humor. All the puzzles are fantastic. And when they add new things to like figure out the puzzles or like new mechanics, nothing overstays its welcome. It's a very like focused game. There isn't like any filler. It's just real smart. It's like Valve at its best. I wish Valve still made games. I guess they technically made Half-Life Alyx, but I don't ever see myself playing that because I'm not rich and can't afford a VR headset. But yeah, so Portal 2, fantastic. I highly recommend playing it. Since you have not, it's probably like $5 on Steam or will be at some point.
Fair enough. Is it still like, at its core, it's just a puzzle game, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's any combat in the regular sense of the word. Like, there is stuff that kills you.
Yeah.
But you're trying to avoid it. And you're not, like, firing back or anything like that. Like, there isn't any fighting. It's just puzzle rooms. And you have to use the portals and other stuff that is introduced. Like, I'm pretty sure the only thing you ever have is the portal gun. Like, there is other stuff that happens, like gel and companion cubes and things that are introduced that you use the portals to like move around and like use that to your advantage. But at its core, you basically just use the portals. And yeah, I think that's another, like, it's a very simple sort of straightforward game. It doesn't go crazy on mechanics or, you know, 12 different skill trees that level up your portal and let you do weird shit.
Okay.
It's good. It's also really funny. Like, I can't overstate how well the humor lands in that game. Like, it is, I'm talking about it makes me want to replay it. And it's, it also has a neat co-op mode that I didn't even talk about that's also fun. But yeah,
another one.
Yeah, but go ahead, do another one. Okay. I like most of the ones on here are going to be quick. Because I'm pretty sure I've talked about most of them before.
How about 25?
25. Okay. 25. This one is probably going to be the quickest one on the countdown so far because we have talked about it many times over many podcasts. 25 is Slay the Spire.
Oh, okay. I would have actually guessed it might have been higher. Nope. Like top 10 maybe even.
Yep. Nope. Slay the Spire is definitely, like, it was my top three from last year.
Yeah.
So it's a really good game, but there are a lot of good games this decade, and
okay,
like once we get into the top 20 and top 10, you'll see how crowded it ended up being.
Yeah, that's interesting, because yes, I've played this game a ton, and this would probably, if I had to do the decade thing, this is a top 10 game for me, just partly I don't play a lot of games, but it was really good. Yeah, so all the other games beat this one. Okay.
I mean, top 25 is nothing to, you know, cry about in terms of all the games released over the course of a decade.
All right, all right.
Yeah, it's up there.
I'm curious now. Another one? In the
20s? All right, we'll do one more. And,
okay.
And then we'll just go ahead and kill this section, and then we'll figure out a time to do a top 20 podcast, because that way we can go over.
Because now I'm just like, who beat this game? I have to know. Let's go with 21, the runner-up.
Runner-up to the top 20. Okay, so this one actually, I am fairly... I'm not sure if I've talked about this one before. I have talked about the company that made it, and I've talked about other games for sure. Number 21 is Tales from the Borderlands.
Is this that Borderlands series kind of, like, I've heard of... I don't actually know what this, like, is.
So, Borderlands is a series. It's Borderlands is by Gearbox. It's by your favorite magician, Randy Pitchford.
Yes.
He's the CEO of Gearbox. But Tales from the Borderlands is a Telltale game in the Borderlands universe. And it was amazing. Like, it did the same thing that, like, the Telltale Batman games do and Sam and Max. And it's like a point-and-click adventure sort of thing where you're making choices that affect the outcomes. And it's mostly dialogue-based, and there are some quick-time events and whatnot. But it's just so good. Like, the storytelling is phenomenal. Like, it's some of the best, like, work in the Borderlands universe. Like, the Borderlands games got a lot of flack because they were, like, a little too cringy, I guess is the right word for it. Like, they used a lot of meme humor, and people liked the universe, but the tone was all sorts of weird in Borderlands games. This makes a compelling story, uses the universe, and it's just a game that I loved playing. It's my favorite of all the Telltale games. And I especially love it because it does something that I wish more people did with their IP, which is take the universe they've created that people love and make a different style game in it. You know, just fucking take that first-person shooter universe that everyone wants to hear more lore from and make a story-based narrative choice game. Like, yes. Like, why don't people do this more?
Is it something that's commonly done, then? It sounds like, no, this is the only one.
No, it's not. Like, people are so crazy about keeping their own IPs in their own family and, like, giving... Like, when they make sequels, they always just retread the same thing. Like, yeah, okay, I'm pretty sure people don't want a dating sim in the Doom universe. That's fine, I get it. Not every universe, you know, needs different types of games, but... Some of them are just begging for different types of world building and just a different look than shoot 'em up. You know, like, imagine a BioShock game that was an RPG instead of a shooter, you know, where you had to, like, make moralistic choices and conversations mattered instead of just shoot, shoot, bang, bang. You know, like, it's just that sort of, I wish more people experimented and did other things with universes they've created. And Tales from the Borderlands is a great example of a success story where Gearbox gave Telltale their IP and was like, sure, do your thing with it. And it was really good. It turned out to be probably the best Borderlands game I've ever played.
Have you actually played or owned the original Borderlands stuff?
Oh yeah, I love Borderlands. Borderlands 2 is on my top 100 somewhere. I don't remember where exactly. I don't think we've talked about it, but it'll show up in the actual write-in. Mm-hmm. I have Borderlands 3. I didn't really get all the way through it because I was planning on playing it with someone, and we didn't ever find time to actually sit down and play the whole thing. unfortunately. So now that I've done this, we're going to have a little bit of a fun game.
Alrighty. Okay. Unprepared for this. What do I need to do?
So, I don't have a title for this. And since this is going to be focused on you, maybe you can come up with it. I was originally going to thought of something like Thunderdome, but I think we've already used Thunderdome in something else.
Yeah, so, I think we did. Yeah, you're right.
What I've done is I have put together a list of 20 game series.
Okay.
I have also brought up this website that chooses two random things from this list, from a list that I've, any list you put into it.
Okay.
We're going to go through this list of 20 games and you're going to choose your favorite out of these 20.
Sort of like a March Madness style bracket.
Right, exactly. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I know you've probably at least heard of or are vaguely aware of most of these games, but I specifically tried to pick games you haven't played or might not know anything about. So there's not going to be any XCOM. There's not going to be Toe Jam and Earl. There's not going to be Final Fantasy or...
But these are things that I at least know about? Or am I just picking from two things and like the audience is going to be crazy?
I am letting Harvey Z be Harvey Z. You know, remember when you thought The Witcher was a really cool pilgrim? Like that is what I'm trying to go for here.
Oh boy.
Maybe you might just like compare things that you don't know anything about. I'm not going to give you any information beyond the two titles.
All right.
And what's going to happen is you're going to choose one. I'm going to remove the other one from the list and I'm going to generate a new combat. So one thing might fight five other things, or, you know, the last round may be a surprise contender that never made anything. There's no like structure to this. I'm just
So it's not really even a bracket. It's just running the gauntlet.
Not a bracket. It's just two random things thrown together and you get to pick. I wish I had a cool name for this, but my brain didn't come up with one. So by the time I put it on the podcast, maybe it'll have a name or the description, I mean. First fight, battle, whatever you want to call it. Dead Rising versus Silent Hill.
Okay. I know Silent Hill. It's a terrifying series. Dead Rising sounds really familiar. That's not the Zombie Island game, is it?
No, that's Dead Island.
Damn it. Dead Island, sure. Dead Rising. Is that that's not the Left 4 Dead series either.
No, that's Left 4 Dead.
Damn it. Okay, so this is
there one. There are a lot of deads, though.
How many Dead Rising series games are there? Or is this the only,
there's four.
So there's four fucking games I've never heard of. Dead Rising.
That is correct. Yep.
I'm presuming there's zombies in Dead Rising, but I don't even know, what kind... Like, Silent Hill, you're the single guy with a flashlight, or a single lady with a flashlight. And, it kind of gives me rapey vibes, is what I know about Silent Hill. But I don't know if that's... Isn't there, a triangle-headed thing that gets real creepy and people like to dress up as?
Yes, that is a very accurate statement, yes.
Okay, and that's that series. It's not, some other, House on the Hill. I'm right on that.
No, that you are right in everything you've said so far.
See, I don't want to vote for creepy triangle man because that game is freaky, but I know nothing about Dead Rising. Damn, I'm gonna have to then say the Silent Hill series, which I also, so again, I know you're not trying to help me with this. I've also heard that Silent Hill is secretly some fucked up psychological shit. It's all a metaphor or something for the guilt that the character is going through. At some point I think I was what the fuck is up with rapey triangle men? And why are people memeing this thing? And I tried to read about the game and it got super in depth. So I'm going to pick the Silent Hill series because there's something about it. And people talk about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you don't need to explain it to me.
Okay.
This is your
Dead Rising. Your
bracket. Harvey Z's Wondrous Journey or something. I don't know. Anyway, next two, Castlevania versus Splatoon.
Oh, okay. I know Castlevania, but I know Castlevania from the Nintendo era Castlevania. And I know that there's a lot more I think they're both in Smash, actually, so you can actually have the characters fight each other. Splatoon, I know nothing about other than it's like a painting shooting game, but I really like its whimsy, and I feel like it's a unique game. I actually would pick Splatoon over the Castlevania series.
Okay. Ah, come on. Castlevania eliminated. Next up, Splinter Cell versus Max Payne.
Oh, God. I didn't play... Wait. Splinter Cell... Big thing that comes to mind is a dude in night vision goggles. Or that siphon filter. Uh-huh. I'm thinking of siphon filter.
You are correct on both counts.
But is Splinter Cell different from siphon filter? Or are they like offshoots of the same brand?
They are different games.
Then fuck Splinter Cell. Is Splinter Cell a Tom Clancy thing? Or one of those like book
yes,
games?
Yes, Splinter Cell is Tom Clancy.
Okay, and then the other game that was up against this is then... Which one?
Max Payne.
Ah, oh, these are fucking terrible. I hate both of these, actually. The only reason I hate the other one is from Tom Clancy, but Max Payne, I remember, had bullet mode, and I remember as a kid reading about this and going, this is the future of gaming right here. All games will have, like, bullet time mode, and, like, The Matrix is a big deal. But, like, sure, Max Payne, you survived one round. I'll give it to him.
Okay. You didn't really explain why you hated it, though.
Because it was the future, and then I don't think it was. Like,
so you hate it because it wasn't the future. Okay, got it.
It was just... I heard Max Payne 2 is really bad.
I mean, no comment. Okay. Medal of Honor versus Devil May Cry.
Medal of Honor. I've heard of this game. Is that the World War II game? Is it like... But Medal of Honor, that does sound like a military honor thing. It doesn't sound like a single-player campaign. I think this is like, because now everybody focuses on like PUBG shit and like Battle Royales, that you've kind of forgotten about this. But I think this is like a big game, Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was a big series.
But then it got like weird. If it's the one I'm thinking of, now there's like future military tech and stuff. This one might have been like the World War II version. Like the original or whatever. But I don't know if they kept doing different wars. Versus the other one was Devil May Cry, which this is another one of those games where I don't really know a lot about it. I don't think it's not the Bayonetta series, but it's got like some dude probably with ridiculous weapons and like sexy demons. Like
some dude with ridiculous weapons and sexy demons. Yeah, you know what? You could. That's a good blurb for the video game case, like on the back.
And I feel like that's also a blurb for like this genre of games, because there's a lot of games that fit that category with like sexy pouty hero and again just like demons, sexy demons too, maybe, probably, or gross
demons. Sexy is the important part,
I think. So because then we got into like the whole series of where we got into like gross demons, and I think that was Dark Souls. I blame Dark Souls for killing the Devil May Cry genre. Let's go with Medal of Honor, actually.
Okay.
Because I think you can fly planes in it. And if you can, that's weird.
All right. Dead or Alive versus Battletoads.
Oh. So I know Dead or Alive from volleyball.
Like, you that's, would.
That's all I know about it is it's a volleyball sim. And like, Battletoads was a fucking hard game. But I'm going to have to... RVC is going to be fair, and Battletoads is a better game. I've played Battletoads. I enjoy this one. It should move on, even though Volleyball Simulator is pretty fucking interesting to me.
Interesting. That's a good word for it.
Battletoads. Wow.
All right. Max Payne versus Battletoads.
Battletoads, hands down. Fuck you, Max Payne. You were supposed to be the future. You lied to me.
Jack and Daxter versus Crash Bandicoot.
Jack and Daxter?
That's what I said.
Yeah. That's not that game you liked with the tiny robot guy. That's Ratchet and Clank.
That is correct.
I don't even know what's... I know Crash Bandicoot. I've played that series. I enjoy Crash Bandicoot. This one might actually go pretty far. I didn't love it, and I felt like as I was playing it on the PlayStation, I was like, this is imitating something else. I just didn't know what at the time, because it didn't feel like a Mario, but it maybe. Like, who was it trying to be for the PlayStation compared to like
I mean, it ended up being like the PlayStation mascot sort of for a while, but it wasn't really imitating
something. Okay, so it wasn't like parodying Mario 64 or something like that.
No.
It just because it was the mascot for PlayStation, but I didn't want him to represent me, but I guess that's what we were in the PlayStation camp. That and Spyro the Dragon back in the day. I'm going to go with, Crash Bandicoot moves on.
All right. What else we got here? Uh-oh. Battletoads versus Crash Bandicoot.
Ooh. Battletoads is an old classic game. Crash Bandicoot, there's at least two of those games that I've played. But, it's my PlayStation versus my, like, Sega. And actually, Battletoads is probably older. I'm going to go with Battletoads. It was more fun. All right. It's harder but fun.
Harder? Yeah, I agree with you. All right. Crackdown versus Mass Effect.
I don't know either of these games. Crackdown sounds like a police SWAT simulator, which there was a phase when I was younger that I was really into like police simulator games, and I didn't even know that was a thing, but this is like early computer games where you'd be like a SWAT team. I think it's the SWAT series I'm thinking of, probably.
Like Sim SWAT or something?
Like you would bust down door. Like I remember reading the box of the game back when video games had boxes, and it was like you were a SWAT team and you didn't actually fight real bad guys, but you just did like the cop training missions. And so you had to go room by room and clear them and stuff. And like it was a point and click, like tactical. I don't even know because I never bought it or played it, but I just remember being like, wow, that seems cool. This was well,
is not this game. I will tell you that much.
So Crackdown versus the other one was Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, yeah.
I've heard of Mass Effect. Is that the you seduce aliens and you have a chainsaw?
I mean, the first half of that is correct. I don't remember a chainsaw.
Is this the one like Batista was in or something? Or is that like...
You're thinking of Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, he was in a video game though. He was super into it. And he was in like the fourth version or something. Gears of War is what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. That's
Gears of War, right. Do you have a chainsaw?
Yes, you do have a chainsaw in Gears
of War. Okay, so I combined the two. Let's go with seducing aliens. I mean, Mass Effect, why not?
Let's go with seducing aliens. That is a title if you've ever heard one. Silent Hill versus Halo.
So I'm not a fan of either of these, and I'm going to get a huge load of hate from... Actually, I do remember playing Halo... It's just, Halo is so huge at this point. Like, I don't know. Is it cool to hate on Halo? Is it cool to love Halo and be a fanboy? Halo was like the Xbox, like, Crash Bandicoot. And I just never was an Xbox guy, so.
Halo is the Xbox Crash Bandicoot is probably one of the best sentences you've ever said. Just so you know.
I mean... I remember, like, in high school playing Halo. It's a fun multiplayer, I will say that. Halo was fun. It's got the whole, like, Rooster Teeth, like, red versus blue thing going for it. So it's got, like, episodes of a TV show. And Silent Hill is kind of rapey. So I'm still going to go then. Halo moves on.
Okay. Mirror's Edge versus Gran Turismo.
I don't know Mirror's Edge at all. And I have nothing comes to mind with it. I feel like I've just never heard of this. Gran Turismo. So like racing games are tricky. I like the explodey kind, like Burnout. Gran Turismo, I think, goes down the realistic route. But as a kid, I remember playing a demo, and it might have been for the PlayStation, like back when they put like the 30 games on a single demo kind of thing. And there was a racing simulator, and I think it was Gran Turismo. And the physics were shit, but I enjoyed it. Because it was a PlayStation and this was all brand new. Gran Turismo, why not? I think I would rather play that.
Okay. Ace Combat versus Mass Effect.
Is Ace Combat a flying simulator?
I mean,
in like kind of. You fly planes and you shoot other people. It's a plane game.
It's a plane game, yes.
I haven't really gotten into plane games. I kind of want to. I think I would play Ace Combat or whatever it is versus... I mean, you can only go so far seducing aliens. And there's like four games on this. How many aliens? Well, I take that back. That's a rhetorical question that I don't think I would ever ask and be like, oh, I'm bored of seducing aliens. But let's go with Ace Combat for variety. I'm surprised at myself, though.
Giving up the seduction for planes.
Plane games. I mean, I've not played one. Maybe there's something to it. I mean, the game is going to seduce me.
All right. Speaking of seduction, Medal of Honor versus Ace Combat.
Ooh, two games where you can fly planes. I think Ace Combat wins again for the novelty and because I know nothing about it. And Medal of Honor, I know you can fly planes, but I don't think that's the goal of this.
All right, move on. Just so you know, for all the viewers and for you as well, we're down to the final seven.
Okay.
Two of them have not been selected yet.
Ooh, two wild cards.
So there are five in here that have won at least one match. Two have survived by the skin of their teeth by not being picked randomly. And you still will not know them because the next one is Halo versus Splatoon.
Ooh, two games where it's like, which multiplayer would I want to play? Splatoon, I've seen but never played. Halo, I've played.
But never seen.
See, the problem is I think I dislike the fandom of Halo versus I think Splatoon is the fandom is like 6-year-olds.
And I mean
I don't think Splatoon has like a hateful bro-y fan culture around it. I'm assuming.
Probably not.
But I mean, Halo is a classic and like what would I play with my friends? It seems like Halo would be the fun game. Actually, Halo is a lot of fun. Fuck it. Like Halo wins.
Halo moves on.
Yeah.
All right.
Halo's had a good run.
Yeah, Halo's had a good run. And the final, the last two that haven't been picked yet are facing off against each other finally. So we've got Ratchet and Clank versus Need for Speed.
Ooh. Okay, these are the final two. I dislike Ratchet and Clank. Purely, again, on the Banjo and Kazooie principle.
Wait, what's the Banjo and Kazooie principle?
I hate games that are Crash Bandicootian, but they just stick a little sidekick on there. Like, this Ratchet & Clank, Banjo & Kazooie, I dislike actually both of them. I think it's, again, because even though I fucking hate Crash Bandicoot, I'm a Crash Bandicoot guy, and I felt like these guys were trying to usurp Crash Bandicoot.
So you hate it, but you also don't want any imposters.
Yeah, because that's how fucking loyal I am to PlayStation. I don't have to like my shit, and I can make fun of my shit, but you don't make fun of it either, okay? It's just me. I can hate on myself. Fucking right, Spyro the Dragon. God damn it. Like, it should have been Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal should have been our mascot, and it was, but then for some fucking reason, they went with Crash Bandicoot and that little tiki mask. And that tiki mask is all we needed. We didn't need a little robot to, like, say shit, and we didn't need... And really, I think this whole genre of, like, the Banjo-Kazooie thing, it all stems from Bubsy. And fuck Bubsy.
So I take it that means you're picking Need for Speed, then?
Sure. Need for Speed. Car racing game.
I'd just like to point out, we're down to the final five. All right, well, I'll talk up the final four after this next one.
Sure.
All right. Gran Turismo versus Ace Combat.
Ooh, I think I've played Gran Turismo, which is the car game. Ace Combat is literally here because I know nothing about it, but a plane game sounds interesting because I believe Ace Combat isn't just like one of those like plane shooting games where you go left and right and shoot, but this is a dogfighting game. And I don't know if I like dogfighting games, but there is an appeal to it. Versus Gran Turismo is driving around a track over and over and over, but realistically, but on a joystick or whatever. I'm going to go with Ace Combat.
All right.
Because I think Combat. It might be a
game
good
you've
game.
Never played. Is
it feels making... like it's a good game.
Yeah. All right. So we're down to the final four. They are Ace later. Combat, Battletoads, Halo, and Need for Speed.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, if you'd asked me, like, who do I think is going to win at, like, 20 games, and you didn't tell me, none of these games would have been chosen by me.
All right. Final four matchup. Ace Combat versus Halo.
I think, actually, Halo moves on, because I think there's planes in Halo 2. Or, not in Halo, in one of the Halo games.
It wouldn't surprise me. All right, we're getting a true Final Four matchup, because the next one is Need for Speed versus Battletoads.
See, the problem is Need for Speed. I've played it, but I don't remember it that well. And it's like, I don't remember if it's a cool car crash game or if it's just, it's not Burnout. I know that. Mm-hmm. But how is Need for Speed better than Gran Turismo? Or is it just more realistic cars, but this is edgy?
Realistic, but edgy.
Like that's, it's, this is just, yeah. I think I'm going to go with Battletoads, which was an actual good game.
All right. So that means the final matchup, Halo versus Battletoads.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people would be like, hey, good choice. These are two very strong franchises, strong games. And then they totally pick Halo. But fuck that noise. Battletoads survives. It wins.
All right. Well, there you have it. Battletoads is the champion of this game that I created that I could not come up with a name for. Harvey Z, you got anything?
I'm thinking, I get the vibe of like Gauntlet or like a Battle Royal or something, because it's not a bracket style at all. This is basically like just eliminations one by one. It's kind of a Survivor or the PUBG of like...
Yeah. PUBG!
PUBG! Hey! Franchise all right. That shit.
PUBG, there you go. For the first ever PUBG, winner is Battletoads.
Entered.
What did you think of that, just real quick?
I thought it was interesting. It was interesting in the sense, especially because now I'm curious about the games that I did not pick or that I made assumptions about, how close I was to them. Because yeah. That's where it is, like Dead Rising. What is Dead Rising? That's the only one.
It's a zombie game.
But like... is that the motorcycle dead zombie game?
No, that one's Days Gone. Doesn't have
Jesus Christ. We should do a whole episode on zombies.
We really should. That'll be our Halloween episode this year. We'll just talk zombies for an hour. All right. Well, that's that. We might do this again. I felt like I didn't want to do it with like the games we already know you like. I felt like doing this with a bunch of random things that you may or may not have played and aren't like necessarily your favorites would be a little more interesting. So I hope you had fun with it.
It was interesting because I think that's where, because I've heard of a lot of these, I just don't remember them, but I know that I should know them. That's the difficulty for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think of these, of the ones I picked, like I'm obviously a big fan of Ratchet and Clank, like you said.
Yeah.
I've played Mass Effect, I've played Castlevania, I've played Devil May Cry and Mirror's Edge, and I played like one or two Silent Hill games, and I've played all the Max Payne games. But like none of these are like my super, like aside from Ratchet and Clank, none of these are like my super favorites either. So I was going through, I tried to pick ones that I knew that you didn't have like a strong attachment to or didn't know a lot about, but also ones that I hadn't talked about a lot either. So that's why this was kind of Xbox heavy a little bit, if you didn't notice.
I noticed.
It's like, I don't talk about Xbox games a lot.
In the end, I think like, I don't know about my final four, but like Halo versus Battletoads, that's a pretty strong bracket or survival kind of thing. So it might speak to those games that even like I knew about them.
Did you know that a new Battletoads game just came out?
I did. And that's why the only Battletoads I know is the single one that I played. And then I know a new one has kind of come out, but I know nothing of it other than I think it's like in the spirit of Battletoads.
We can talk about that on another episode. Okay. I haven't actually played it, but it's got interesting reviews. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, that's it for us. This was good episode. Having some content beyond just us talking is good. Like, you've inspired me with your hosting duties to do interesting stuff. So, that's it. Where can they find you, Harvey Z?
You can find me on Twitter at TheZIsSilent.
You can find me on Twitter at TMANPlaysGames. You can find our podcast at Make Me a Podcast. You can always email us at MakeMeAGamerPodcast@gmail.com. And you can find my writings at teamandwrites.com. Sorry, I had a random little brain skip. Lag on my brain. Yeah, so that's it for Make Me a Gamer. We'll see you next week. Harvey Z, take us out.
I had something. I was thinking about it, and then I was like, fuck it. It's too deep. It's too deep for you all. We don't need that here. So instead, fuck, I didn't have anything else. And I didn't have, fuck it. Damn it.
You had something deep, and then you threw it away for nothing.
For nothing. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to hit them with the shallow stuff. That's the stuff they'll like. And then, crap. No.
Just shallow red. Thoughts with Harvey Z.
Not even shallow. Empty thoughts with Hallow Z. Shallow Z.
Language is not working today. All right, that's it. Lord, go home. What are you still doing here?
No comment. I was about to, like, rent. Like, wait, are they in our homes then? They need to go to their own homes? Leave. Yes. Bye. Deuces. Peace. Deuces. Is that a greeting or a goodbye? I think it's a goodbye. I'll stop now.